So Hope Estate, Hope's going to rock in 2021 on the 16th of October. So many great Australian acts. One of them is Choir Boys. And I was telling a mate the other day, I'm going to be having a word to Mark Gable. He says, you've spoken to Mark before. I said, no, but I've sung a lot with him ever since 1987. I'm very proud to say that he joins us on the line this morning. Mark, how are we doing?
Hello, Bear. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, mate.
I'm sorry. You asked a question. You said, how are you going? And I'm going well.
Good.
Yes.
Good to hear, mate. I've got to tell you, I can. Every time I hear "Run to Paradise," I go back to 1987 summer, wagging school in my mate's HQ as we went to the Northern Beaches, listening to that song over and over and over. In fact, that's the beauty of that track is that I can take myself right to it right now. What about you? What do you think about when you hear that song again?
Well, it's funny because sometimes I'll hear a pop on the radio and I go, ugh! You know, which is a kind of a normal reaction for the artist who's behind it. I know a lot of artists who won't, or performers, that won't perform their hits because they've got a real problem with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was a hit, whatever it is. I don't have that problem. But sometimes I'll listen to it and I go, takes me back to the studio when I was finishing the choruses, which were recorded 4 months before the verses, right?
Really?
Thought we had the song finished, but we didn't. And I remember the producer, and it was 2 a.m. going, Mark, you know, we're out of budget. Got to finish, got to get this done. And that was at 2 a.m. At EMI Studios in Sydney, right? So I'm in tears, right, doing this. But then we re-recorded a whole bunch of the song anyway 4 months later. And so it was a totally different atmosphere around, I think. But here's the thing. You listen to a song and you go, oh, wow, man, you know, and particularly if it's just, you're a fan of the song or the band, the artist or whatever it is, and you grow up with it, right? But when you actually, when you're the actual artist, you have a different thing. So sometimes I listen to it and I go, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I can see what people, you know, love. And when we perform it live, I just love it because people love the song. And that makes me and the rest of the band feel really good because, you know, we created something that people enjoy.
When you're at a concert, do you even need to sing the words out loud? Everybody knows it so well now, don't they?
Well, that's the thing, you know. What irritates me is that the audience can't play my guitar parts or the lead guitar parts or the bass guitar parts or the drums and the lead or they can do the lead vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Just give them the instruments and let them go for it, you know, and then we can have a break. Because it's like that, you know, they sing so loud.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's an amazing achievement, but it's a great thing that happened to us because Australia has embraced that song as part of their culture.
I can tell you that for a certainty. I used to go to a nightclub that was called Run to Paradise back in the very early 90s in Parramatta. They were naming institutions after that song, Mark.
I know, there've been a few institutions named after them. Several people medical practitioners have tried to put me in those institutions. But yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Imagine naming a nightclub after some other songs like Yesterday. Sorry. Yeah.
Only the Brokenhearted. Yeah, that'd be a great nightclub to go to.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
So we can pretty much guarantee if we ask nicely that Run to Paradise will get a run at Hope Rocks?
Oh, yeah. If you ask nicely, you know, and I will ask you, just a matter of fact, Bear, I'll ask the audience and I'll go, can you say please really loud? And I go, go. And if they go, please.
I'll bet they will. I hope they will.
I remember that. I hope I remember that.
Mate, I got to ask you, back in the early 90s, a mate of mine saw the Choir Boys in concert at Parkley Markets. You rode a Harley Davidson up on stage. Can we expect that at Hope Rocks?
No. Oh. You know, because Michael Hope, who is the entrepreneur, the owner,
yes,
won't allow me to ride motorcycles, tanks, trucks, or aeroplanes on the estate. But you know what?
What?
I reckon if I ask him, I reckon he'll have one, and I reckon he would let me do it if they can get a ramp up there.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, right? I know what's going to happen. straight off into the PA column. What a way to go.
Just give us 15 minutes while we mop this up, including Mark Gable, and then we'll get the rat, we'll get the act going.
It's happened before.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. Hope Rocks the 16th of October at Hope Estate. Tickets are on sale at the moment. Mark Gable, thank you very much for Run to Paradise, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Bear, and thank you very much to 2NM.